The sorry state of finances of many municipalities and school districts in New York State were the topic of a state Senate hearing in Syracuse yesterday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Syracuse was the first stop for the Standing Committee on Local Government.
The situation in the city of Detroit hung over a hearing today meant to find ways to prepare for and prevent municipal bankruptcy in New York State. And Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner warned that cities like Syracuse continue to edge toward the brink of insolvency because revenues can't keep up with expenditures.
Every mayor and county executive that I know and I've spoken to says we need the state's help to help prevent the kind of harm that we're going to see happen to the people of Detroit, happening to the people of Syracuse and other cities in New York.
She says that help shouldn't come in the form of a one-time handout of state aid, a control board, or a loan that can't be repaid, but suggests there are ways to boost revenue. Things like requiring nonprofits to pay a service fee or mandating a percentage of health care contributions from city employees. Miner says most of the bills the city has to pay aren't under its control, especially pension and health care costs for certain unionized workers. The Senate panel will continue to get feedback on the issue of municipal finances in Western New York and Long Island. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.